as we head to the fastest track on the calendar. Who will be flying through church for a prayer, and will anybody be joining the winners' club? It's Thruxton Preview.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. With us once again for another round, and this time, as you heard, we are off to Thruxton, a track that, yeah, fastest in the country, but not necessarily the most exciting, is it, mate?
I'm very excited, as you can probably see. I've got touring car fever for the weekend. No, it's not my favourite track on the calendar. I've made that clear over the years, but it is a fast track, and I don't know, this year it kind of feels that it could be quite pivotal already in the championship. It kind of feels like it's the last but one before the summer break. And you kind of feel that the four cars who are in the challenge behind the leader kind of need to have a good, strong, solid weekend this time out.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one too. As I keep saying it, things come quick and fast at the start of the season. And I can't quite believe that we're already at round four already out of 10, considering we finished the season in October. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. Thruxton is there or thereabouts. It can provide some entertainment. Obviously, you need full commitment at the track. But I don't think it's quite the best one.
Well, we've started on a high. So Thruxton down in Hampshire, 11 corners, 2.36 miles. The first British touring car race was held in 1968. Sam, the qualifying lap record is held by?
Do you want me to do the guessing this time?
Yes, please.
Okay. Is it Shedden?
No.
Okay. Who else goes quickly here? Fairly recent Hill?
No.
Shall I put them out of the misery? I know, it's Dan Camish.
It is Dan Camish. You've got open in front of you again, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm prepared.
It will shock you to know then, Sam, that Tom Ingram has the race lap record here as well.
Yes, he does.
I bet you won't know the answer to this. Who has the most wins around Thruxton?
Is it Jason Plato still?
No.
Oh, okay. It's Cook, isn't it?
It's Cook, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've not looked it up, but you're worrying me now because I just assumed that was a given.
Yes, it is Josh Cook. I think it's something like 7 or 9 wins, and they have all come in fairly quick succession as well. He is known as the King of Croft.
Well, that would be helpful if we're at the Croft, but we're
sorry,
at Thruxton.
King of Croft, King of yes. Thruxton. I don't know why I said Croft. That's Turkington. But yeah, the King of Thruxton. However, his performances so far this season might put that under a little bit of threat.
Yeah, we'll get to our predictions later on. But yeah, like you, I kind of equate this weekend almost to the relegation scrap that's been in the Premier League. But it wasn't that exciting because the teams down there are bad and therefore they weren't suddenly going to start going on winning streaks. They've not won all season. Therefore, they won't suddenly now put 5-6 games together. Ergo, this car's been poor all season just because it's a Thruxton. I don't see this being the magic click that suddenly, oh, it's good. You know, I know what you're going to say about Snetterton, but what I'm going to say to you about that is that he came from the back of the grid on soft tyres in the optimum window for the soft tyre, effectively.
Yes,
he did very well, don't get me wrong, but in the other two races, yeah.
He was able to hold pace with Sutton once he was a lap down in race two, albeit through not necessarily a fault of his own.
That's celebrating the fact Leeds scored a goal against Tottenham. They still got thrashed 4-1 and went down, but we scored a goal, so it's fine. I mean,
yeah, I know.
I just don't think that this is the answer to all their problems, personally, and I just don't see that car being competitive, if at all, this season, but certainly not this early on in the season. They're a long way behind schedule, in my opinion.
Fast forward to the review where he's taken a double win.
If he does that, then that's fine. I'm washed. I have no wheel knowledge. This is, you know, we know this. But the way things have gone, and I'm loathe to repeat myself, but how far ahead Napa in particular are, I just don't see them being able to close the gap. Unless the cars in front have a stinking weekend and there's 12 cars ahead of them in development take each other off.
Yeah, it seems very unlikely. And I don't think there's going to be like any external factors that are going to help that. i.e. the weather, because it's looking clear pretty much all weekend. A nice weekend again, pretty much like we had at Snesterton. So Saturday we're going to see highs of 21, and pretty much untouched sunshine all day. And then again, the same with Sunday, maybe even a little bit warmer. So I don't see the weather playing a part. It might be the weather to sort of help BMWs out a bit, because we are, of course, running the hard tyre all weekend at Thruxton. But we saw how badly they performed at Snetterton. So it's a case of, will the warmer weather help them and promote the car? Or will it just be the same for everyone?
It's a weird place, Thruxton, for the BMW, because there's been times when they have dominated and won, like with full balance in the car, going back a couple of years to the whole DTM debate, but they won that at such a canter. And then there's been other times where they have really, really struggled at Thruxton. So I'm interested to see what happens this weekend. Obviously, it is a circuit for speed rather than a circuit for technicality. There's not a great deal of tricky, twisty sections which require good drive out of the corners. There's a few bits, but generally...
You have got to have a good chassis here, which I think Napa have shown already this season, to be able to set that car up just nicely enough that you get the turn in that you want, but it's able to almost drift a bit through the corners, four-wheel drift sort of thing.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the BMWs can do this weekend. Is it going to be a weekend where Thruxton works for them, or is it going to be a weekend where Thruxton doesn't work for them? And I kind of feel for Jake Hill and Colin Turkson, it needs to be the former, because they are starting to lose ground in this title battle. If we look at the standings, obviously Sutton leads the way from Tom Ingram, but there's already starting to have that little bit of spread, isn't there?
Yeah, there's already a 19-point gap between second and third, which is Ingram, as you say, and Turkington. But then there's another 11-point gap back to Camish and Hill. Yes, Camish had a bad weekend last time out, not helped by that disqualification in race three. And Hill just has really seemed to struggle to almost set the car up this season. So this weekend is going to be crucial, especially for Hill, I think. I think Camish has got the ability and the car underneath him that when he needs to, he can turn it on and maybe take a double win over a weekend and catapult himself back up into the challenging positions. And then fifth to sixth, there's a chasm almost already, which is something that we mentioned at the start of the season. There will be five or six drivers. It looks like it's going to be five this year that go on to challenge for the title. So yeah, Rowbottom's in sixth, followed by Morgan, Butcher, Cook, still inside the top 10, and then Thompson as well.
Yeah, if you look at the teams, Napa Racing lead the way coming to this weekend. They're on 236 from Bristol Street Motors on 191, who are tied on the same number of points with Team BMW, and then a drop back to Gazoo on 123. So yeah, again, you're seeing basically what we have said all season, that those three teams are quite far ahead of everybody else. If we look at the Jack Sears, which is quite close and quite interesting, Osborne does lead the way. This might surprise you, though, Sam. Second place is Dexter Patterson.
Yeah, he had a good weekend last time out. Obviously, Pearson unfortunately had that non-finish in race three, which in Jack Sears actually really scuppers you because you don't score any points at all. And because there are so few drivers, 11, I think, this season in the Jack Sears, then...
10. Oh, clarity.
Perfect. All 10 will score points as long as they finish. And not finishing is quite a big penalty.
So currently there's 30 points between the top five, which so you've got Osborne, Patterson, Pearson, Doble ahead of Watson, which I think is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Then Boutel, Hamilton, Powell, Halstead and Edwards. So yeah, I think again, similar to the other championship, the top six I think are likely to be the eventual winner. And I probably might be tempted to say it's actually the top five.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how PMR perform this time out. Obviously, they didn't have a great weekend last time out. Yes, Taylor Smith was able to defend really well. And Doble and Watson were sort of like fighting between themselves right on the edge of the points. But we know that, weirdly, the PMR Astra goes really well here.
It does, yeah. And I think that they could be a shout this weekend for decent points scored. I'm just looking at last year's results. Just trying to remind myself who was driving for.
So Ashhand and Kreese were driving for them last season. Ashhand had three top 10 finishes.
That's right, yeah.
At the first time out. And Kreese scored points in all three races as well. And then even when we went back to Thruxton, Ashhand had his best finish of the season in fifth. Yes, he retired in race two, but then finished 17th, coming through from the back of the grid. And Kreese finished 8th, 9th and 8th, which for an Astra that we thought was past it at that stage was an excellent performance.
I quite agree. One championship I forgot to mention, I think we have to mention it, is the Wingfoot Award. Now, would you like to guess who's currently winning or in line to win that foam trophy?
Is it Sutton? Maybe?
No.
Oh, okay. Camish, then.
No. Once you're a winner, Sam, you lose it. You want to get it back. And Colin Turkington leads the way from Jake Hill. So two previous winners of the award, they just can't let it go. And why would you? With an award like that, it's what they enter the championship for.
Dare I say that that's quite interesting, actually, to see both of the BMWs topping that, obviously looking good in qualifying then. But they can't seem to convert that as well into the race pace.
I would say it's a damnation of particular Turkington in recent years. It's consistent, but it doesn't win you the big prizes. I think Hill last year, though, he came very close to winning the title, to be fair to him, and qualified well throughout the season. I think you look at Sutton, who is in third in this year's Wingfoot at the moment, but Sutton doesn't need to do it on the Saturday. He's confident enough in his own abilities in the car to turn it around on the Sunday if he needs to. But yeah, as I say, for me, this is just classic BMW at the moment, is that, yes, they're probably the most consistent team and car on the grid, probably. But in terms of, I reckon, and I've got no science whatsoever.
All four drivers?
No. Hill and Turkington, I think. Okay. I think that if you take the last couple of years, they probably have the most top six, top four finishes.
Possibly.
I reckon.
But yeah, consistency has always been said to get you to a title, but we'll see how
in years gone by
out.
It would.
Yeah,
in years gone by it would, but that adage doesn't take into account the raw pace of Ash Sutton. That's the problem. But that you're right. In the past, in Turkey, win it one year of only one win or something silly.
Yeah,
that's laughable now.
It is. Yeah. Should we take a look at the title challengers for this year and see how they fared last year?
Yes, obviously last year we did go to Thruxton twice, didn't we?
Which you love, mate.
Any excuse. Where's my flag?
So, obviously, Tom Ingram, who is the reigning champion, didn't have a great time at Thruxton last year. He had a 21st, an 8th and a 6th with the fastest lap. And then he had a 9th, a 6th and a 7th, which was a bit better for him. But no podium across six races at Thruxton is slightly worrying.
I think it's worrying. I think that if you look at the calendar as a whole, there is at least one circuit where the car doesn't go as well as anywhere else has.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. There is one circuit where the car doesn't go as well at compared to the other nine rounds, in this case, eight. I just think that what he'd have probably done is realise that maybe Thruxton isn't where he's going to score a load of points, but got pointsy results. Yeah, he still scored 5 out of 6 times. And 5 out of 6 times in the top 10. And ultimately, that's what you need to do to win a championship. But yeah, I don't think it's worrying. I just don't necessarily think the Hyundai is suited for Thruxton. Sutton, who would probably get a podium here in a horse and chariot, took 3/3 at Thruxton first time round, and then just 1/3, 1st, and 5th the second time. So nothing particularly special.
No. Yeah, five podiums out of 6 and your other result 5th. I mean, it's hard to look beyond him, really, for this coming weekend. Certainly to be consistently on the podium.
Well, it is, and you think that the car last year, quote, wasn't very good.
No.
And you compare that car to the car he's got at the minute, and I'm starting to worry that I haven't put him down for all three.
Jake Hill, coming into this last season, had 2 seconds and a 20th. At the first time round, and then had 2 fourths and a 12th. There seems to be a bad race for Jasper Hill over a weekend at Thruxton. I'm wondering if we're going to see a repeat of that this time out.
Yeah, though the second time he, you know, 2/4 in a 12. Don't forget, yeah, in the pack, if that's a 12, I can't remember the top of my head of the reverse grid, but you know, you can get stuck in the pack.
Yeah, it's still implied that he's dropped back, even if it was from a reverse grid. Whereas Turkington, slightly more consistent, as you'd probably expect, had a fourth and a second first time out, and then a tenth and a second. So he's nailed on for a second in race three this weekend.
Yeah, and Camish was a bit of a shocker last year. 25th, 18th, 19th first time round, but then a first, a second, and a tenth. And actually, if you remember the year before, he got a win and a second in deputising for, was it Proctor?
Yes, he was in BTC Racing Car. Yeah. And we were like, well, on this performance, he needs to stay on. But obviously, only had the budget for that round.
Well, he was competing in Porsche as well, wasn't he?
Yes, and obviously, Proctor was lined up for the rest of the season and did rather well.
Yeah, because that was that the year Chris was supposed to drive and it fell through.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, such good knowledge.
So yeah, the five drivers there, obviously, the king of Thruxton took three wins last season, including a pole position, and he also had a fifth, a 13th, and an eighth. But yeah, some fastest laps in there as well. So he has got the speed. But whether the car is now set up to do what it needs to do, we'll wait and see, really.
I was trying to make sure you got your maths right. First, fifth. Oh, you're right. Yeah, 13th, 8th, first. Yes, you're quite correct.
My eyes are incorrectly this morning.
Evening,
yes.
Show your watch isn't working, but your eyes are. So that's that's the main thing, isn't it? Well, in that case, let's move to some predictions then.
Yep.
Who, Sam, are you going to pop down for pole position this weekend?
Pole position this weekend? I'm going to go for Camish. He had a difficult weekend last time out of Snetterton. We know that the car is quick. And I just have this sneaky suspicion that it'll go and pop it on pole. And I have also, not a firm prediction this, but I have a feeling that Sutton might have a lap time or two taken away from him in qualifying, which might mean that he misses out on pole.
In other news, water is wet. I mean, he definitely will. It might interest you to know that Camish is fifth in the good foot, wing foot, jumping up the order qualification battle pack zone trophy. So that's a bold call. Although I have also gone Camish. He goes well here, generally speaking. And I fancy the way the car's dialed in. And also, Camish is always a little bit better when he's got a point to prove. And he'll feel he has got a point to prove following the Snetterton weekend, which obviously a mistake in qualifying messed up his quali lap.
Yep.
What happened in race three, if you want to call it mistake, misfortune, if you want to call it, but he got disqualified.
But he had the pace to get through to that point from 11th.
Yeah, but I think he's got a bit of a point to prove this weekend, and that could be where he finds that extra couple of attempts from.
Yeah. Winners then. Who are you going for first?
I've actually gone for the first time, I think, ever on our predictions. Certainly this season, for a double race winner.
Oh, that's bold. It's got to be Sutton, surely.
I'm going Jake Hill twice.
Wow, where's that come from?
I'll tell you where it's come from. Jake Hill either wins both races this weekend or doesn't score points. I genuinely think that's where it's going to be. The gap is opening, and I think that this is the circuit where he tends to go fairly well out. I can still remember that ridiculous race he did on the wrong tyre in the wet, where he took a podium on the wrong tyre and tried to repass that around the outside on the wrong tyre, off the drying line onto the soaking wet line. He's a good driver, and he goes well here. So, I also know that Sutton goes really well here, and it wouldn't surprise me if Sutton takes at least two, if not all three, depending how the grid reversal goes. It wouldn't shock me. I just kind of feel he'll, if it's going to happen this season, and if he's going to really put his flag in the ground for a title challenge, it's got to come sooner rather than later. And I think this could be a track where that can happen.
Okay, interesting. Well, I have gone for Sutton for a race win this weekend, and I have also gone for Hill's teammate Turkington. I think he might be in the mix. And hybrid makes such a difference in race two. He might just use all he might just use all of it and come through to take a race victory.
I'm going to go for a bit of a shock. I'm going for redemption, and I'm going for Ricky Collard to get a win.
Interesting.
I fancy that that car, mixed with Ricky's style of driving, providing he can keep it on the asphalt or not over the line, will be a pretty good combination. And a race three reverse grid, yeah, I can see Collard getting a win.
I'm playing it safe, but not playing it safe. Looking at how the car has been this season,
Powell.
You probably won't expect it to be up there. But as you say, a reverse grid, anything can be thrown up. And we know that Cook has been there or thereabouts in the bottom end of the top 10 for most of the season so far. If he gets lucky, gets a reverse grid pole, front row, then I think he's got it in the car to then go on and take that victory. So I'm going for Cook for a race three win.
Okay. I just don't think that car will be quick enough over the race distance to hold back the cars behind. Even if it's reverse grid, you're expecting probably a BMW likely to be Jelly or even Turkington, depending on how he finishes race two.
Morgan
in the mix
goes well here as well.
Yeah, you're probably going to be sticking in maybe an Ingram. You're going to be sticking in possibly a Butcher. Over the race distance of Thruxton, I'm not sure Cook would have the tyres or the speed to do it, but okay. We shall see. Jack Sears, sir.
This I am playing it safe with. I think Osborne will take this.
See, I'm going a little bit unsafe, but perhaps not so as unsafe as you'd think. Watson.
Okay.
The PMR car does go well here.
Yes, we know it does.
This is a sort of track I think Watson, with his experience and his background, would love. Full commitment kind of circuit. And actually, I can see Doble doing well here as well, because he's been quietly good. And
yes,
Osborne, I just can see perhaps getting himself a little bit caught up this weekend in a few incidents in the pack, particularly going into turn one. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Osborne the wrong way, facing the wrong way, perhaps. Yep. Not necessarily for a fault of his own, just because that's what happens in that sort of pack area. I'm going Watson. I'm going Watson.
It'll be an interesting battle, I think, for Jack Sears, because we normally see a lot of them just on the edges of the points, sort of like 13th down to 18th. They all seem to be battling together, and come a race day, they all seem fairly well matched as well.
I agree. Right, my three predictions generally. I'm going to go for no podium for Cook. As I said in the intro earlier on, I don't think just going to his favourite circuit fixes the problem. I just don't.
Okay.
I think Edwards scores points. I think she's confesses her favourite track, and her luck's got to change soon, surely. I kind of think the Cooper should go well here, particularly this season, that they seem to have unlocked another bit of speed in that car.
Yeah,
it should. The chassis, I think, should work here. So I'm going to go for Edwards for points. Go on.
Speaking about the Cupra, what I think is a big plus for them is the fact that Barry Plowman, who was at Dynamics, who was main engineer there, has gone over to, yes, only pretty much the Autobright side of the Cupras, but I'm sure there's data sharing going on between all six of them, because they're all under the same Team Hard umbrella. But I think that has been a key part to why Thompson and Lloyd have been doing so well and able to race consistently and quickly.
I think there's probably something in that, along with Thompson is in his second year of the car.
Yes.
And you get to grips of a car longer you're with it, obviously.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that Cupras could go well enough here for Jay to score some points. And perhaps my boldest, no safety car in the touring cars. Obviously, there might be some in the support races, but I don't think there'll be a single safety car.
I think that is bold. I think we'll see one at least this weekend. But yeah, we'll see.
Andy Neat's not here.
Yes, he caused some destruction here before, hasn't he? My three predictions then. I'm going to go for Chilton to have 3 points finishes, so finishing the points in all three races. I just feel like we've got a good weekend, like a really good consistent weekend coming from him. He's almost turned over a new leaf this season with how well he's been driving, and he seems to go pretty well at Thruxton anyway.
I agree, but I'd actually go a step further. I think he's more likely to win a race than Cook, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Secondly, I'm going for the three PMR drivers to outscore all six Team Hard Cupras. We know the PMR goes well here. The Astra just weirdly loves this circuit, but I'm not sure about the Cupra. Almost going against what you've put with Edwards scoring points, I think the Cupra might struggle. I'm hoping that, obviously, Thompson and Lloyd have sorted out the problem that they'd realised last time out at Snetterton, but I just think the PMR will have too much for them.
And possibly, bold.
And possibly my boldest, we're getting even more bold, is that we will have a new championship leader going away from the round.
But hang on, you've said Sutton will get a race win, yeah, will be up there for fighting for pole. Last year got a treble podium here, does, yeah, very well indeed, and you still think someone comes away different? I mean, we're talking the main championship. You're not going to try and go, well, so these lead the Jacksies now. So that
main, okay, championship.
Wow, that is bold.
Ingram is not too far behind. Yes, Turkington would have to have a superb weekend. I think Ingram might just have sort of like a really consistent third, fourth weekend. Sutton will have a win, but I think he might drop back down. We'll see. It may be too bold, and I may not get the point for it, but it brings a bit of entertainment, doesn't it?
It does.
Although something given that you laugh at me at.
Sutton got a fifth at Snetterton on the hard tyre around people that had a better tyre than him.
Yes.
And he's going to be facing everyone on the same tyre.
Yes.
That. If you were doing this at Alton Park...
But you haven't even put him down for a race win, mate.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Are you going to regret that?
Obviously. But if you were to make that prediction at Alton Park, I'd go, yeah, do you know what? I think there's something more in that. I don't see it here at Thruxton. I really don't.
Okay, fair enough. And our final general prediction is, yes, of course, Thruxton is known for cutting that final chicane. Dodging between the tyre barriers that they put up, there's always a lot of action that seems to go on there, whether people try and outbreak others around the outside or sling one up the inside with a little too much gusto, shall we say, and push other drivers as well as themselves wide. So how many chicane cuts are you going for this weekend?
And this is a chicane cuts caught on camera, yes?
Yes. And we will maybe have to rewind a few times just to confirm how many.
I'm going to 8.
Okay. I'm going for 11.
We did this the other year and it wasn't anywhere near as high as I anticipated it being. So, no.
and may I also point you towards your misspelling of chicane currently?
No, you may not.
Okay, thanks. any final thoughts for the weekend ahead then, mate?
I am very excited for this weekend ahead, as you can see with my gusto waving of my flag. I don't want to get bored already. But I don't know. I kind of hope that we have got you are right as your final prediction. That's my final thought. I hope you are right, because I think if Sutton leaves this weekend with the same or bigger gap, then you might as well start etching his name into the trophy. And that's not to say he doesn't deserve it. Clearly he does. But I think that if you get past round four and you're feeling like that in the touring cars, this isn't, yes, F1, this is the touring cars, yeah, then I can't really remember a time I felt like that.
Yeah, there's normally a couple of drivers that are on form and winning races and trading wins almost. But it does feel like the momentum that's with him is almost unstoppable. And I think you said in the last review that this is the last very different track to all the others. And if it goes well here, then, yeah, it'll go well absolutely everywhere.
I'm touched you actually listen and remember what I say. That's my final thought. Wow. Go on then. What's your final thoughts? Any more theories on the sun, or are we going to keep sort of...
No more theories on the sun. Go and listen to that on the Driver Grades podcast if you haven't heard that yet.
Cross-selling.
Yes, very much so. Where are we watching this weekend, by the way? Mine or yours?
It's yours, isn't it? Because we're at mine, perfect, for brands.
In that case, my final thoughts will be we will get a safety car. I think we might have a big accident, unfortunately. Thruxton is what, known...
At yours or in the race?
in one of the races. There seems to have been a notable incident at Thruxton most years. Hopefully not, but there we go. And looking forward to some of the support races this weekend.
I've got one final thought, as it is at yours.
Yep.
Get a nice lunch.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Very much so. One of the other races that I must point out for you is we've got the Mini Miglias.
Which, are those tiny minis?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Which I really enjoy. And we've also got the Mini 7s as well. So two lots of small minis to watch. And you missed them last time out. The Carreras are back, mate.
I did miss them last time, actually. Compared to the sprint, I did.
So, yeah, be an interesting weekend.
Right, we'll be back on sometime next week with our...
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hopefully, yeah. If we don't get corruptions. With our Thruxton review, and then, of course, our driver grades and predictions will follow. In the meantime, give us a like, give us a review, ring the bell, all that kind of stuff. It really helps keep the podcast and YouTube going.
Yeah.
Including my energy, which is clearly starting to flag as well. But yeah, tell your friends, tell your, I don't know, work colleagues, tell your children.
Tell your dog.
Tell your dog. Get us on, get the bell rung, get the subscribe button done, and see you next time.
Yeah, I think you've covered everything there, mate.
Bye.
Bye.